1, that's all the way out to Sloan. The right lane and the shoulder is going to be affected, and that begins nightly after 9 p.m. So keep that in mind on 15 South. And remember, those lane restrictions, they continue on Charleston at Lamb.
The World Famous Las Vegas Trip, Quick and Loans presents the Sports Class, driven by Jeep on KMCQ.
At Dodger Stadium, Mauricio Dubon singled home the go-ahead run in the sixth, and the Giants beat the Dodgers 3-1 on Sunday. They gained a split of the season opening series, the Giants bouncing back after the Dodgers took the first two games by a combined score of 17-2.
Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball. It's a high fly ball left field, turning around. Upton will watch it fly.
A's cast with the call, 6-4 the final over the Angels. Sean Murphy with the home. Homer to left. Tough day for Shohei Ohtani, pitching for the first time after nearly 23 months. Ohtani didn't record an out. The righty gave up Marcus Semien's leadoff single in three straight walks and was yanked after Oakland took a 4-0 lead. The San Diego bullpen fell apart, giving up four runs as Arizona rallied to beat the Padres 4-3 on Sunday. Ketel Marte with the go-ahead sack fly. Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
Made with whole grain oats, Nature Valley Crunchy Granola Bars are just as tasty on the terrace as they are on the trail, as delicious on the deck as they are on the dock. So enjoy a Nature Valley Crunchy Bar, wherever you are.
Blue Emu Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist-recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. No stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love my new home, AM 670 KMZQ. Thanks for making the switch and joining us every afternoon 3 to 6. This hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. It doesn't hurt at all. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away, regardless of why you have the pain or where you have the pain, your knee, your shoulder, doesn't matter. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. That number again, 702-546-8767, PIBCOA. Call right now. Summer is waiting for your call. Joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, Victor, on August 24th, man, hard to believe it, that we're 99 days from a presidential election and just a handful of days away from the kids going back to school, except they're not going back in the Clark County School District. I am curious your thoughts. The idea of distance learning, which is an oxymoron because at least in March and April and in May, kids weren't learning. What is your sense of how much good, how much learning got accomplished back in those days, the early days of the pandemic?
None. Nothing. I mean, nada. Even Superintendent Jara has admitted that it was a wasted 3 months, that kids weren't learning. You know, the district was happy if they just, you know, showed up for 5 minutes to log on the computer. So the district, you know, I'll give you the district spin, and then I'll tell you what I think is really going to happen. The district says, well, we're going to have 2 weeks to train teachers, and that is going to help us, you know, actually teach something this time for distance learning. And I think what's really going to happen is you're going to have the most disadvantaged kids not have laptops, not have internet access, and, you know, have no way to even learn, even if they wanted to. And you're going to have parents who are stressed out, and understandably so, trying to pay the bills, may have been laid off, maybe looking for work, maybe trying to move, and not able to give their kids attention. And what you're really going to see is that, you know, if you're a middle-income, upper-income kid, your parents are going to make it work. They're going to make it work because they're going to supplement your education. They're going to make it work because they're going to, you know, get together with other parents and basically form a micro school. But if you're a low-income kid, I mean, this is shaping up to be a year's worth of learning loss. And the public school system will just shuffle you on to the next grade. And then in 10 years, they'll be saying, look, our kids can't read. Our high schoolers can't read. We need more money. Like, no, we need kids in school so they can learn these things.
Now, I'm told, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that during that period, that early period, 100,000 kids, 100,000 students never even logged on to their Chromebook. And my question is, beginning August 24th, who's going to make those same kids, those same 100,000 kids, log on to their Chromebook this time?
I know. That's the problem, is that, you know, basically you're depending on parents to be a teacher and to be there, or just to have the money to afford, you know, internet access. I know the district is trying, and trust me, it's not from lack of effort, but, you know, when you've set up a system to send 320,000 kids into a building to learn, you can't just be like, well, stay at home and here's a computer, especially when some of these kids don't have internet and some of the kids aren't going to have a computer. So I don't think it's going to be encouraging. I mean, you know, even if they get it down to 20,000 or 30,000 kids that they don't, you know, even if they have a 90% success rate, which would be incredible, you're looking at 30,000 kids who aren't going to be learning. And that is just an abject total failure and a complete disaster in the making.
It wasn't until this morning that I heard this word, and you just mentioned it about 2 minutes ago, and that was the word micro school. And it wasn't until I saw it in Alexandra Applegate's a piece today in the RJ that I even had a brief understanding of what a micro school is. What is a micro school, and how is it different than homeschooling?
Well, basically, homeschooling is, usually involves one family at home, and, you know, maybe there's a, you know, a meeting you go to once or twice a week with other families. But a micro school would be, you know, just several families getting together and either having the parents share the duties, or, you know, even bringing in, a teacher or a tutor. Or just gathering to watch the online lessons together. So I don't know if there's an official definition. I mean, I think you just say it's a variation of homeschooling, you know, where basically groups of families are deciding they want to go through schooling together. And I think it's a good idea. I mean, you cannot depend on the school district, especially if your kids are still learning to read. Do not depend on the school district. Run away from the school district. Do anything you can to help your kids learn to read, write, and their basic arithmetic facts, because you cannot depend on the school district to do it.
And who's supposed to pay for the online courses that you are micro-schooling with?
Well, in theory, you could just, you know, you could use the online lessons from the school district. But, you know, it's so funny, we talked about the budget earlier, and there was all this concern about, oh, we got to have the money for education. We got to have money for all these programs. And there was almost no one. I mean, I think maybe State Senator Ira Hansen was the exception, who was willing to say, we're talking about funding and paying adults. What about kids who are learning? So, I mean, but the priority of the Democrats is to, you know, make the teachers union happy. And, you know, whatever happens to the kids is really secondary to that.
Man, that is sad. Final minute. What is your sense of how this is going to work. For instance, distance learnings means that there will be teachers on one side of a computer, and hopefully there will be kids plugged in their homes. Who monitors that? Who takes attendance?
Well, I think the attendance would just be taken, you know, by, you know, logging in. The teacher would be there and have their class. I mean, best case scenario, you know, kids are attentive. They're, you know, they're paying attention to the lessons. They're engaged, you know, which does not sound like children at all.
I was going to say, and of course, half the kids are going to have cartoons on in the background, you know.
I
just don't know how this is going to work.
I don't think it's going to work. And I don't think anyone should expect it to work. And if you have any sort of means or ability, get out of the Clark County School District. Run, homeschool, get together with other parents, do some sort of charter school. I mean, but, you know, for the sake of your kids. I mean, unless your kid is a highly motivated high schooler, you know, if you're a motivated high schooler, you can do this. Online learning can work. But for almost any other scenario, I think it's just going to be a disaster. And parents should be doing everything they can to help their kids and find some sort of alternative.
Hey, Victor, I'm with you. I am incredibly skeptical of what this is going to look like. And, I mean, this is something that's going to haunt these children who are falling further and further behind. And it's going to impact them for a decade or more.
Well, their life. I mean, you talk about, you know, look, if you're a second grader, and, you know, the end of first grade, you didn't really learn anything. All of second grade, you're not learning anything. All of a sudden, you're in third grade. You know, you're supposed to be able to read, and you're still maybe at a kindergarten reading level. I mean, you're doomed, absent some sort of basically miraculous intervention. I mean, your whole career, your whole life, the possibilities have been diminished, and it's just a tragedy in the making.
Victor, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it, and we will do it again next week.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, man. Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin. And by the way, I don't pretend to have the answers. I don't think Victor does either. I would love to hear what you have to say and how we fix this. In fact, what I'll do is I'll open up our phone lines for just a couple minutes at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen the e-bikes? The electric bikes are really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. You like John Taffer? I love John Taffer. I've been watching Bar Rescue and replays of Bar Rescue for a long, long time. And John Taffer, who he either lives in Vegas or has a house in Vegas, spends a lot of time in Vegas, has his big convention, his bar convention that he runs. And it's really cool. But, you know, we were talking about what the governor's going to say at 5 o'clock, and we'll take it live. If it happens at 5 o'clock, if it happens at 6 o'clock, we obviously won't, although we might. But John Taffer from Bar Rescue says that he is really afraid that more bars and restaurants are going to be closing due to the COVID-19. This was John Taffer yesterday on one of the Sunday shows.
John, can you believe these numbers? 4 in 10 will not come. 4 in 10 businesses will not survive.
Well, Yelp is saying 50% won't reopen. You know, Brian, what nobody's really looking at is every month, in my view, adds another 4 or 5% to that number. Each month there's more casualty businesses that are closing. So these numbers are going to grow and grow and grow. We thought that the virus would quiet down during the summer. We didn't expect that there'd be continued closing growth during the summer, that the virus, in fact, is still growing.
So you've teamed with a virtual transparency group, and you put together this session for people to interact with you and basically a free online course to help them out.
Yeah, and it's all based upon the trust that we have to transmit now today, Brian. Transparency, how do we market, how do we promote? There are so many things that are different today. And one of the big ones is, should you even be open now? Or should you be holding your resources so that we can open with resources in a few months? You know, we're hearing about vaccines. We're starting to see the end of this, in a sense. And you know, Brian, we're 6 months into this. The clock has been ticking up. I think now it's starting to tick down. And I think that by the end of the year, we'll be back in business, certainly early in 2021. So are these restaurants going to have the resources to reopen when the market is there? And yeah, that's what worries me so much.
Right. I mean, you always talked about when this first happened, you said, maybe we'll put a camera in to show people how clean my kitchen is. Let everybody know right now we're throwing out these menus when you're done with them. Well, maybe you've got that little insignia where all you do is put your phone on it and the menu pops up so you don't have to touch it. Hey, let me just tell you who's running your food. It's only going to be one person and they're wearing gloves. Is that what you mean?
It's exactly what I mean. And we call it compartmentalizing the business, keeping service separate, food running separate, transactions with money separate. So keeping everything by operational procedure isolated so there is no cross-contamination possibilities. But you know, Brian, if restaurants do everything right, and we've seen this, if customers don't, then the restaurant is going to get closed and destroyed. It's going to go out of business, not because of the actions of the restaurant, but because of the actions of the employees. And that's what worries me, Brian. If we want to see our restaurants succeed, if we want to see our communities stay occupied and not have vacancies due to closed restaurants, then we need to wear masks and we need to follow the procedures that protect those very businesses.
Can I tell you something? I'm not speaking out of school because he said it on the radio. But Jared Fisher, who's going to be on with us about 5:20, right after the governor speaks, he said something early on in the pandemic. And he said what he was instructing his people to do at Las Vegas Cyclery was he was encouraging his people, put that hand sanitizer right up there on the front counter and show people how after every encounter, you clean up your hands. And that's what John Taffer is saying. Put a camera and show them how clean your kitchen is. Let them see what the sous chef is doing. I think that's a great idea. But I heard it first from Jared Fisher. He'll join us about 5:20. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premier certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
R&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. R&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check them out on your smartphone. You can do that right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Now, coming up on the show, we're going to get a chance to visit with State Senator Scott Hammond. He's a regular on this show. And there is every possibility that he'll be leaving tomorrow for another special session. The first one was 12 days. It didn't have to be, but it was. And it was 12 days because the governor didn't have his, act together. And one of the things that they're going to supposedly talk about is Dieter. Another thing they're probably going to talk about is racial justice. Does that mean defunding police? I don't know. We'll carry it for you. You know, talking about the special session, and we'll bring you clips of what's going to be coming. I don't know. I don't know. The governor may shed some light on it. He's going to be speaking to the state a press conference at 5. We'll have it for you, okay? But the governor has not really had his act together. That's why it took 12 days to do what should have taken a day or two. And we have no bill drafts. We have no nothing. So we'll find out. We'll find out together at 5 o'clock. Scott Hammond will join us. Maybe he'll be able to shed some light. What does he expect? Of course, he's in the minority. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY.
That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.